A year ago, President Bush created a corporate fraud task force headed by Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson. The Bush administration wanted to restore investor confidence in Wall Street following several corporate scandals, including Enron and WorldCom. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with the Deputy Attorney General about the task force's ongoing effort to stop corporate fraud.
Deputy Attorney General Thompson prosecuted drug syndicates when he was a U.S. attorney in Georgia. Now he says he's using the same techniques, including wiretaps and informants, as part of the federal effort to rein in corporate fraud.
Since the president created the corporate fraud task force, we have opened over 200 investigations. We've charged over 200 individuals. We've actually convicted 75 individuals. I think those are remarkable results. These kinds of cases typically take 3 to 4 years to complete. And within the span of a little bit over 12 months, we have achieved some remarkable results in this important area.
If I'm a small investor, why should I feel that my confidence in Wall Street is restored by the actions of the task force?
If you are a small investor, I think you would feel some comfort in knowing that the corporate crooks are not going to get away with their wrongdoing. I think one of the functions of vigorous prosecution in terms of sending a message of deterrence is that wrongdoing is going to be answered with federal enforcement efforts that are both swift and certain.
For many Americans, we think back to WorldCom, Enron, some of the names that attach to them. Are those people who have been prosecuted as a result of the task force efforts?
You mentioned the Enron matter. The Corporate Fraud Task Force has investigated and prosecuted a number of individuals in that investigation. Charges have been brought against several high-ranking former Enron executives. Convictions have been obtained against several of those executives in the Enron matter. Our financial markets are based upon two fundamental principles. That is, number one, that the operations of public companies are transparent. And number two, that information that is given to the investing public is accurate. Transparency and accuracy are hallmarks of our financial markets.
The other side of this conversation would come from people who say, look at what's going on with Martha Stewart and allegations of insider trading. In fact, she hasn't been charged with insider trading, but simply with obstruction. Is this simply a witch hunt? Is this some kind of attempt by federal authorities to parade celebrities in order to scare people who are guilty of corporate malfeasance?
I cannot talk about the Martha Stewart case specifically. It's in litigation. But I can say this. As a general matter, the Department of Justice doesn't engage in witch hunts. Someone who is a high-profile individual shouldn't be treated any more leniently than anyone else, nor should they be treated any more harshly. Allegations of obstruction of justice are very serious matters. You cannot have an investigation, not only in the corporate governance area, but any kind of investigation, if the government doesn't receive accurate and truthful information.
And one final question. People have expressed concern about the Justice Department's actions with regard to the Patriot Act and whether or not it's an incursion in terms of American civil liberties. How do you feel at this point about the Patriot Act and about the way that it's being used by investigators and prosecutors?
Well, I'd first point out that the Patriot Act passed Congress with an overwhelming majority of senators and members of the House of Representatives voting in favor of it. It received widespread bipartisan support. The Patriot Act, I believe, has helped the Department of Justice carry out its very important mission of preventing and disrupting terrorist attacks. I do not believe in any way does it infringe upon any constitutional right or any civil liberties. Our rights are all very important. But I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that the most important right that any of us has is the right to be safe and secure in our homes, on our jobs, and on our streets and neighborhoods. That's a very important right for all of us, and the Patriot Act helps us secure that right.
Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson. He heads President Bush's Corporate Fraud Task Force. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.